Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
I'm going to read to you one verse out of Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you reach into the hearts and the minds of our people today. Lord, I pray that you do it by your Spirit, that you know that they have spoken, you have spoken to them, and they respond in a positive way. Lord, we believe that everyone here is seeking a deeper walk and a deeper relationship with you. And Lord, even if there's some here that aren't, Lord, I pray that you bring them into a deeper walk and a deeper relationship with you. And for that, we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever thought about how your body works? How your mind, there's a thing in your mind that tells your heart to beat so often. It's a thing in your brain that tells your right hand to move or your left hand to move. Or like when you're putting your socks on in the morning, it tells your right hand to help your left leg get up there. <'Cause you can't. laughs> But everything is centered right in here. My dad, when he got older, he started having many strokes. And every time he had one, there was something he couldn't do. He couldn't move his hand well, or he couldn't move his arm well, or his leg would limp. There would be something, or he couldn't remember certain things. The mind is the center of who you are. And God said, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ. How can we have the same mindset as Christ? And what was his mindset? Well, you know, the Bible's a great book, because in the Bible, he tells us how to have that mindset of Christ. How that we can train our minds. I mean, we train our children and we train their minds when they're little. We train them how to read. We train them how to do arithmetic. We train them how to eat. We train them how to sit. We train them how to walk. And you've been around children that haven't been trained. They don't know how to do any of those things because it's not been trained. Well, God said that if we want the mind of Christ, there's some training that goes on. You say, oh, it just isn't a gift of God that he comes in and he saves us and he changes everything, and from now on we just think about the things of God. No. No. It's not that way. Colossians chapter 3 does tell us how this happens. Starting with verse 1 in Colossians 3, if then you have been risen with Christ, other words, if you are Christian, and are you? I think we'd all say yes. We're Christian. This book was written to Christian people. This was written to God's people. People that God wanted to live for him and to work for him. He said, if then you be risen with Christ, set your hearts on the things above. Your heart is your passion. Have a passion for doing what God wants you to do. That's your job. I wrote that. Your job. Right there in my Bible. Where Christ is seated upon the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above. That's your job. You're a Christian. You've got to set your heart and mind on the things of God and the things above. That means that you've got to get your heart and mind off the things of the world. That's your job. That's my job. That's what we're supposed to be doing, is getting our mind straight. I didn't like school much, especially first day in the first grade. They didn't have kindergarten. I slipped right through that. Of course, they didn't offer it back then. So I have a year less school than everybody, if you wonder what's wrong with me. But Dad said, you're going to go. Because there's certain things that your mind has to learn in order for you to be successful. God's saying that there's certain things that you need to learn if you want to be a successful Christian. You need to set your mind on the things above, not the earthly things. What are you thinking about right now? Well, golf later, where I'm going to eat, Browns football game, 1 o'clock. By the way, it just slipped out. Well, what are you thinking about? Or can you isolate those things away from your mind and think about the things of God? I am here to learn to be a better Christian, to have a better life, to have the peace that passes all understanding, to have that joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. I am here to do that, so I'm laying everything else aside. Set your minds not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And baptism is a sign of you dying unto Christ. This body, you're no longer going to live for the flesh, but you're going to live for the spiritual life because God has shown you eternity through Jesus Christ. You see that doorway open through the grave, and you know that you will never die. And because you never die, you set your mind on the things that are heavenly, not on the things of earth. God said, you've got to do that. You died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Then he says, verse 5, put to death. That's your job. You put to death, therefore, whatsoever belongs to your earthly nature. It's your job to put it to death. Let's say I have a closet over here full of shoes, and I open the closet door, and it stinks. And I say, Lord, you got to get rid of that smell, stinking up the whole house. God said, get rid of the shoes. But I like those shoes. It don't matter whether you like them. That's what's stinking up your house. But God, that'd take work. Why don't you just take away the smell? Because it's your job to take out the shoes. I've shown you what it is that you need to take out that's stinking up your house. So take it out. And God said, I'm showing you what's messing up your life. And he's talking to Christians. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. And he's saying sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry, because of these, the wrath of God is coming. That's your job to put them away. That's your job to stop them. That's your job to quit doing them. That's your job to walk away from them. That's your job to clean it up. God said, I will forgive you, but you've got to get your mind together and your heart together and get off the things of the world. Oh God, take this away from me. Quit. And God will take it away from you. Where am I? You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourself. You must. That's your job, of all such things as these. Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language. That's your job. Well, I can't help it. I ask the Lord to take away this filthy language that I have and this one or two words that I use when I get angry, and God won't do it. God said, just stop it. That's your job.
If you set your mind on the things of God and on eternity, yes, He will help you, but you've got to decide in your heart you're not going to use that language anymore. You've got to decide in your heart that you're not going to be that angry person anymore. You've got to decide in your heart that's your job. Do not lie to each other, verse 9. Since you have taken off the old self, that's your job. Not to lie. In having put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of the Creator. God said, if you get rid of the shoes, I'll get rid of the smell. God said, you get rid of the malice, you get rid of the hate. You get rid, He said, and I'll take away the sin. I'll forgive you. And you'll be a new creation in Christ Jesus, and old things will have passed away. Here there is, now listen to this, because this is going to explain who we are. And it's going to go against some of the political things that are going on today. And I've tried my best to keep the church non-political, because they'll lead you and lead you and lead you. And it's all about worldly things anyway. But listen to this. Here in Christianity, there is no Gentile or Jew. He said, now listen to me. Things have changed since I came. Things have changed since I died. Things have changed since I rose again. Whosoever believeth in me shall never perish, but have everlasting life. You are my children. You are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I will come into you. You are this new creation in Christ Jesus. You are saved by my blood through my bloodline. And he said, so the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, it didn't end with Jesus. It started with Jesus. And he said, there's no more Jew or Gentile. There's no more circumcised or uncircumcised. There's no more barbarian or Scythian. There's no more slave or free. But Christ is all and is in all. Do you get that? So, if Christ is all and in all, and you are a Christian, here's who he says, therefore, as God's chosen people, who are God's chosen people? You are. The church, you are. You are holy and dearly loved. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That's your job. Because you are God's chosen people. Just as sure as he spoke to Abraham, he will speak to the church today and said, here's the way you should act. Here's the way you should love. Here's the way you should walk. And I will bless you when you come in and when you go out and when you rise up and you sit down. He said, I will bless you. Because he says right here, you, there is no more Jew or Gentile, but there is one bloodline, and that's the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And when you come unto me, you are my chosen people, my dearly beloved. So clothe yourself with compassion and kindness and humility, gentleness and patience, and bear with each other. That's your job. And forgive one another. That's your job. How do we forgive? The way Christ forgave, because we have his mind. How did he forgive? He forgave, and while we were yet sinners, he forgave us. Wow. Can you forgive somebody that hasn't asked you to forgive them? Can you decide, God, I'm going to treat them well and forgive them, whether they ever say anything to me or not? Bear with each other. Forgive one another. If you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love. That's your job. All these virtues, you've got to put on love. Say, boy, I've seen some mean Christians because they didn't learn. They didn't set their mind and their heart on God. Which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ, now that's your job, rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, we're called to peace. One body, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. So we need to work together and be thankful. That's your job. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. That's your job. As you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. We're all supposed to teach and admonish one another. How long has it been since you have received a compliment? How long has it been since you gave one? Through psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. He didn't say hymns. He didn't say songs of the Spirit, and he didn't just say Psalms of David. He said, remember me and teach and admonish one another with everything that lifts me up. Sometimes that's a song, maybe one that Bill Gaither wrote, He Touched Me, or maybe an old hymn like Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Or maybe one of the new songs that touch us spiritually, because God is still leading people to write from their heart. Don't you like hearing a good testimony? You know what some of these new songs put out? A testimony from people's heart of where they've been and what God has done for them. We can't ignore that. And some of those things are the things that are reaching into our kids' hearts and our minds. Then they'll come to church and to a church, and the church will have written all of that out. That thing that brought them in, the church won't have anything to do with it. No, God said, set your mind. It isn't about you. It's about speaking and loving and caring for one another and putting away the sin that's in your life. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Since as members of one body, we are called to peace. So be thankful. Your job. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. And singing with gratitude in your heart. And whatsoever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to God the Father through Him. That's your job. I know when we become a Christian, we expect God to do all of it. But we need to set our mind on God, our heart on God, and decide that we're going to be separated unto Him because we see that doorway out of the grave. And he said, whoso believeth in me should never perish but have everlasting life. This isn't, God's in control. You may not believe this, but God spoke and the world appeared. God spoke and there was light. God looked down and he separated the oceans from the dry land. You think God doesn't know what's going on today in this world? He said, my people should live in peace and love and joy and long-suffering and meekness. And if his people do that, he said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So if we live as a Christian, we think as a Christian, we talk as a Christian, we walk as a Christian, we pray as a Christian, these church pews will fill not only at 11 o'clock, but at 9 o'clock. God gave me this message because I believe you're the people to do that. But you've got to decide, am I going to do it or not? Finally, brethren, Philippians 4:8, Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be anything praiseworthy, think on these things. That's your job. So where do we find the beauty in a world of hate? In one another, by lifting up one another, by singing hymns, by seeing prayers answered, and by not allowing our mind to get so upset at what's going on in the world that we miss what's going on in the kingdom of God. Because what God is doing is great. Let's stand. Psalms 133 says, "How good and pleasant it is when the brethren dwell in unity." Not just at Heritage, at work, at home, in families. But we've got to decide. Are we going to allow God to retrain our mind to think as He wants us to think? Luke 1:37, nothing is impossible with God. Our Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, that You can train our minds if we just let You. If we do our job, You said You would do Yours. And for that, we're thankful. Lord, help us trust the Bible more than we trust ourselves. Help us to trust Your word and Your leadership more than we trust what we think we know. Lord, help us to follow You, to lift up Your people, to encourage one another, be a blessing to one another. And for that, we'll give You thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.